The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Neil Clinic Chiropractor.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, TGIF. It's Friday.
We did it. We made it.
And I'm here with Neil Clinic's Dr. Ben McMillan. Is it Million or Millen?
McMillan.
McMillan. Yep. I always want to throw that extra I
yeah,
in.
I get like a bunch of misspelled words and stuff with all that on there.
Exactly.
Well,
but welcome to the show on Friday. I know you have lots of good things to tell us about it. But first of all, for folks that may not know about the Neil Clinic, give us a little background and tell us about who you are and your practice and how much you can help people to feel good.
Yeah, well, like Meg was saying, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor. My practice is the Neil Clinic. We're located on Creighton Road, right across the street from that Walmart. And I love being up here as part of this News Radio Pensacola expert panel, because as a chiropractor, this opportunity to educate people in the community about how chiropractic care can really find the source of your problem and fix it. You know, so many people come in and they just have been covering up with their pain with Tylenol or just doing the hope and wait and see if it goes away. You know, you don't have to live in that pain every day. And that's one of the best parts about my job, is taking those patients that have had these pains or aches and now they don't have to hurt anymore. It's awesome. I really love what I do, and I really enjoy being up here. So thank you for having me on again this
morning.
We're
glad to have you here as our expert. And by the way, let me just throw that number out. If you hear Dr. Ben talking about different things, it might be you're thinking, maybe I should ask him. That's what this show's all about. He's the expert on the expert panel. So text in at 850-437-1620. I know he'll do his best to answer your questions.
Oh, yeah. We had a bunch of listener questions last week, and I always love when you guys text those in. It's an opportunity for me to answer your questions. Mm-hmm. I can talk chiropractic care all day, every day, so that's easy for me. But if you're out there listening and you've got a question, text those in and I'll get to as many of those as I can this morning. So, you know, the question I get sometimes are patients come in, they don't even know, is this something chiropractic care can help with? Or they've never been to a chiropractor before and they've been thinking about it and they just are unsure if they're even in the right place. So I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about like what chiropractic care is, how it can help. The chiropractic focus on the neuromusculoskeletal system as a whole through non-invasive, drug-free approach to helping our bodies heal the way that they were meant to. And that's, you know, when I sit down with these patients, we always talk about goals. You know, frequently my patients is just not to, you know, no one comes in and they say, I just want to sit around and do nothing and not have pain, right? The majority of times, they want to get back to a sport or to an activity that they love and do that at a higher level or participate in something with less discomfort and, you know, recover from some sort of injury. And when we talk about athletic endeavors, it may not be, you know, an athletic endeavor in like the traditional sense, like, you know, you're playing football or you're out there running triathlons, but something even just like playing with your grandchildren or being able to walk around an amusement park on vacation without having to stop every 10 minutes and sit down or having to say, no, you know, you guys go on ahead because, you know, my back's going to bother me if I'm up doing that. Or just being able to lift those grandkids up and carry them if they want to. You know, we may not consider these sports, again, but there's truly not as big a difference as many people would think from that 30-year-old marathon runner to those 70-year-old grandparents that are headed to Disney World on a vacation. They both have those goals that they're trying to reach. They want to avoid injuries and they need to train and correct any joint dysfunction that would stop them from achieving those goals. Now, the way we do that is going to be, you know, a different approach for those two patients, you know, because, and we'll have different treatment recommendations, but we're going to employ very similar techniques and principles for both of them. And the ability to achieve these goals without using those addictive pain medications with tons of side effects that are really, you know, at the core of things, they're just covering up those symptoms. They're not really fixing anything. You know, and not having to have those big invasive surgical procedures is what chiropractors like myself love being able to provide our patients. The human body is very resilient, and it does a great job at, you know, showing us what we need to do. Most of the problems come from when we don't pay attention to those signals. When you're hungry, your stomach growls and make noises, right? And you feel that emptiness, and what do? Well, you know, I know what I do. I go get something to eat. And, you know, if we talk about being hungry, you know, when it gets close to lunchtime, my body's telling me, hey, it's probably close to noon. I need to get something to eat soon. But there's days when I just get busy or I'm out doing something and I just miss that lunch in the afternoon. But that signal was still there, right? My mind was on other things and I just ignored it. I was able to eat later that day and I survived. No big deal, right? But if we talk about what would happen if I tried to do that for too long, if I go for, you know, days and days without food, your body won't survive. Our bodies need that food and nourishment to sustain itself. So what happens if you are having neck pain or back pain? That's one of those signals that something's wrong. There's a reason your body's giving you that signal. It's telling you, hey, something's wrong here. That's why you're getting that pain. So what would happen if you just keep ignoring that and just, you know, letting it go day after day? We're taking the Tylenol just to kind of mask that. Your body wouldn't shut down, or probably not. I suppose it would depend on, you know, what was causing that problem. But let's assume it's a chiropractic condition that you've got this misaligned joint and you're getting that neck pain every morning when you wake up, or every day at work when you sit in a chair and you go to get up, it's just this excruciating sharp pain. You know, that's your body's signal that something is wrong. I use the analogy of those warning lights on your car all the time. You know, you've got that check engine light that comes on, and that's your car's way of saying, hey, we've got an issue with this. And you could probably drive around in that car for a few days, weeks, months sometimes, and maybe the car just operates fine for a few days, but eventually something's going to break down. And that's what happens with our bodies. You know, you can, you know, keep ignoring that signal, keep taking the medication that's just covering that up, but eventually that pain's going to get worse, and it may require more invasive treatments than something we could have fixed months ago with chiropractic care. And that's really one of the biggest things I would recommend to people, is don't ignore that. So if you've got that ache in your low back that maybe started off pretty mild, and sometimes you don't even notice at all, but other times you can move in a certain direction and you get that pinching sensation in your back. That's how a lot of back pain really starts out. And most people will attribute it to, you know, maybe I have to sit for too long, or it's just a normal part of aging, right? I went to the doctor. They told me I have arthritis. Maybe nothing I could do is what a lot of people think. And so time goes on. And over time, that strain on the muscles in the back and the spine continues. Now that pain is almost always there. Over the years, that achy back has now made it more difficult to bend down and pick something up off of the floor. You know, getting those grandkids up is becoming more challenging. And it's just, you know, even putting socks and shoes on for some people is just a chore in the morning. And now that misaligned joint has started putting pressure on a nerve. And now that pain's kind of coming down your leg and into your hip. And it can cause, you know, even simple things like sitting down in a chair for more than an hour can be really uncomfortable for a lot of these people that have that, you know, that sciatic nerve pain. I see a ton of that stuff. And these patients, you know, maybe, again, they went to their primary care and they got some medication and it helped a little, but it's still there. And these are people that, you know, if they haven't tried chiropractic care, that's one of the big reasons I love coming up here, because there's so much your chiropractor can do to help with things like that, to help with that achy back or neck, or even those people that are having that nerve pain. You know, before you rush off and have a surgery, go see your chiropractor.
And, you know, from what you said earlier, nothing is more frustrating to a patient than when the doctor says, well, you're probably just going to have to live it. You know, you are getting older. Ooh, I know that's not true. I hate that answer. And if you've got a question, be sure and text it in this morning. And you can talk to Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic right here on Pep Talk. Text it in, 850-437-1620.
And that's what your chiropractor specializes in, is analyzing and treating those misaligned joints. We're going to do some corrective exercises, you know, giving ergonomic recommendations for your workspace. I did a ton of ergonomic training when everybody was first sent home from COVID, you know, when everybody started working from home. The first month or two, everybody came in and said, oh, Dr. McMillan, this is great. I get to work from home. I can be on my couch on my laptop all day. This is great. 2 months into that, they said, Dr. McMillan, this is terrible. I'm sitting on my couch all day. My back is killing me. and really just making sure that your desk setup is optimal for you. You know, everybody comes, we all come in different shapes and sizes. And, you know, when you sign up and you go to work in an office, they don't ask you, oh, what kind of desk chair do you want? Where do you want these monitors? You just, you know, sit where the last person left off and kind of go from there.
Good luck to you. Yeah.
And those positions, those prolonged positions, you know, over time can really add a lot of wear and tear on those joints. And making sure that you're set up in a right way and you're avoiding those activities that are bothersome to your back. We do a lot of, you know, one-on-one training about like, what is it that you're doing that's causing some of this stuff? And we just modify those behaviors. Stuff as simple as like, how do you get up out of bed in the morning? Training you how to not put a lot of stress on your back for that. Doing a few minutes of like easy stretches that you can do in bed before you first get up in the morning. One example I really like is, Meg, do you have any pets?
I used to have a little dog.
Dog, okay. When your dog would wake up in the morning, did it ever do that, you know, put its legs out
every
and kind of stretch?
Every time, like clockwork. And they know instinctively to do that.
You didn't have to train a dog to do that, right?
Not they at
just,
all.
When they wake up, when they've been sitting around for a while, they know, hey, I need to stretch before I start running around and barking. But as humans, like as people, we hear that alarm clock go off or a few minutes late, we've already hit the snooze, mm-hmm. and we just jump up and hit the ground running. And sometimes those first few minutes out of bed, you can be really stiff and sore, where if you just start to build in this, like, I mean, 2 or 3 minutes in bed of stretching is a lot of stretching, and you're not going to spend that much time, and it's going to feel so much better on those joints. And, you know, recognizing and understanding how chiropractic care can help you, and that some of these things, you know, first we have to get you out of pain, and then teaching you how to avoid it going forward is one of the best parts of my job that I really love. You know, every patient comes into my clinic has a unique body, a unique set of circumstances, and their own health goals. And recognizing and understanding that allows me to use this similar set of guidelines and tools to design these individualized plans for my patients instead of just, hey, your back hurts, you're going to do these stretches, these exercises, which is what a lot of people end up doing when, if you just go on Google and look up back pain exercises, I mean, there's millions mm-hmm. of pages of results for that. But knowing which ones are going to be good for you, when to do them, how to do them properly is why you really need a professional to watch you do that stuff. And, you know, that's what we spend a lot of time with patient education at the Neil Clinic doing. One particular group of patients I want to address this morning are people that have been involved in a car accidents. I don't know what it is lately, but I've seen them all over. Every day on the news I hear, you know, accident here, traffic's delayed. I don't know if it's that construction over on 29 or what's going on, but there just seems to be a large amount of these things every day. And when someone crashes into you with their car, it can be a pretty traumatic experience, both physically and mentally, right? You're dealing with pain from those injuries. You've got to find another way to get around sometimes, working with those car repair shops. You got to deal with the insurance. You have to find the money to fix your car or even buy a new one if they totaled yours out. There's a lot going on. And I see these cases all the time. When these patients come in, I can see it on their face. They're just overwhelmed with everything they're going through. And on top of that, now their back or their neck hurts. They're in pain. And maybe some of these people have, you know, they went to the emergency room. They had an X-ray done. They had a CT scan done. And they told you, hey, nothing's broken. Nothing's wrong. You know, you might get sent home with a muscle relaxer or some, you know, acetaminophen, like a extra strength Tylenol. And that's really it. And you try taking those medications for a day or two, but you're still hurting. And that's so common with those car accidents because the primary reason the emergency room is there is to save your life. So if you're not bleeding internally on your brain and you haven't broken any bones, well, their job at the ER is pretty much done. But that's definitely not where you should stop seeking medical care for those injuries. Now is the time to call your chiropractor and tell them you were involved in a car accident and get in as soon as you can. Again, you were involved in this physically turbulent accident where these two, you know, big metal objects collided. And a lot of that force was transferred through your body and through your spine. And some of the most vulnerable areas during those car accidents are your neck. And it's a physical injury, right? Those medications aren't designed to fix the physical dysfunction of those joints that were, you know, whipped around like that. It's a physical injury. You need a physical correction to help treat that. And the sooner we can get to work on you, the better outcomes that you will have. you know, we talk about those whiplash injuries, you know, that kind of forward and back snapping motion, or in those side collisions where you kind of get T-bone, that lateral movement side to side. That's a lot of strain on those small muscles in your neck, those small ligaments. They get stretched out, and over time that can cause a lot of pain. Unfortunately, what happens, again, right after that accident, your adrenaline shoots up, right? Like, you've just been rear-ended. Now you've got to change the plan for the day. Mm. You started out headed to work maybe, and someone just rear-ends, you got to call work. I'm going to be late. You have to, you know, get the police report. And you may not feel like, you know, you're really hurting.
Doesn't your body go into shock too often? Yeah. I was in a car accident years ago. It was about 3 days. And then the bruising came up, and, mm-hmm. and then the pain came. But it was after a couple of days, because I thought, oh, I'm okay. And I wasn't.
And I see that so often. And 3 days is even a pretty early onset for some of this stuff. You know, that 7 to 10 day window is kind of when that pain really starts to amplify and get worse and worse. Because, again, your body has all that adrenaline, and it's saying, you know, again, if you walk out of there and you've got a bone sticking out of your arm, yeah, go to the emergency room.
Right.
But sometimes with these like fender bender accidents, you may not think you have that many symptoms, but then you start to go back to daily life, right? Sleeping's uncomfortable. Maybe you had headaches once a month, but now these things are daily and they're getting more and more frequent. They're getting a little worse and you don't really know what to do. You went to the emergency room. They told you nothing was wrong. Nothing's broken, but you still hurt. Where do you go from there? And that's what your chiropractor specializes in doing, is really assessing the extent of those injuries. Chiropractors are a primary portal of entry doctor. You don't need a referral to come and see us. You can come right in after the accident. We can, you know, address those injuries. If you need imaging, if you're having some, you know, numbness or tingling down your arm or down your leg, we can send you out for the MRIs and really see what exactly the extent of those injuries are.
We do have a text question that's come in for you. We're talking with Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic. And the question is, if I've hurt my neck and I come into your office, then what happens?
Yeah, the first part,
so you know. So how does this all work?
And the first part is we do an initial consultation and evaluation. How did you hurt your neck? You know, how long has this been going on? Are you the patient that came in because you fell off of your roof? If, you know, if that's the case, we're probably going to send you out for some x-rays, mm-hmm. you know, to make sure there's no fractures, to make sure there's nothing that, you know, it would be, you know, a contraindication to those joint manipulations. Or are you the person that, you know, I slept wrong last night and I woke up and I can't turn my neck one direction. In that case, I don't really need an x-ray. Maybe it's happened before, but it would be very, I don't know how you sleep to have it, but it would be very rare or very uncommon to have a fracture in your neck from sleeping in the wrong position. So first, it's an evaluation. Tell me what happened. Where are you feeling these pains? How long has it been going on? Are you getting any of those ridiculous symptoms down your arm or hand if you're having that neck pain? Or if it's in the lower back, maybe you're getting some of those symptoms down your legs, and maybe that's a disc injury. After we do that, we do an examination. I have to make you go through some ranges of motion. We're going to do some orthopedic testing, some neurologic testing to make sure it's going to be safe to even do some of the spinal manipulations that we need to. When you're having that neck pain or back pain, it's almost always because of some sort of joint dysfunction. You know, your body senses that. It's going to make those muscles around those dysfunctional joints tight, where they, you know, it feels like a muscle spasm sometimes, or you'll rub on your shoulders and you say, yeah, I feel this knot here. That's because those muscles are tight, trying to guard that joint and make sure you're not going to, you know, make it worse by moving in the wrong direction. After we make sure it's going to be safe to adjust you, we'll use different modalities or treatment styles to adjust your neck. You know, we can do the traditional manual adjustments where we kind of, you know, bend and twist and pop your neck. One thing my patients love at the Neil Clinic is that I'm certified in the activator method of adjusting. It's another way to get the joints aligned and get them moving right, but it's this handheld instrument that we don't have to bend and twist and pop your neck. It's very gentle, very safe, very effective way to get that joint alignment and get those joints moving again. And my patients love it because it makes them feel so much better.
Got another question for you from the Dan. Good morning, the Dan. He's asking, can a chiropractor prescribe therapeutic massage?
Yeah, absolutely. Massage therapy works very well hand in hand with, you know, the traditional chiropractic care. We focus on the joints and the musculoskeletal system, but to really, you know, add effectiveness to that, massage therapy works so well because they can work on those muscles that I was talking about that get tight after those injuries. We can make sure that the massage therapist is going to address those areas and alleviate some of that tension, which is going to make the joint manipulation more effective. You know, some of this stuff can add up over the years, and it's these repetitive postures that we do, right? You sit in the same chair to eat dinner every night. We sit in the same position to watch TV every day. And none of that stuff is directly in front of you. Maybe the TV is slightly skewed to the left or the right, or maybe we lean one way when we're eating or riding in the car. And, you know, after 15, 20 years of doing that, that's what's going to make one side of your back tighter than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to make sure that those muscles get the attention they need works really, really well. And some insurance companies even have coverage for massage therapy.
That was the next question that just came in. Does insurance cover chiropractic care?
That's absolutely. Even Medicare, you know, the strictest, you know, insurance company out there, Medicare even covers chiropractic care. And there's so many different, you know, intricacies to the different policies. I'm in network with a ton of different insurance companies, the United Healthcare, the Blue Cross Blue Shields, the Aetnas. I mean, and there's so many different policies, but we've got a great team that will verify your benefits while you're, like, even before you come in there. And while we're doing that consultation, the consultation's free. There's no charge for that because I need to make sure that you're even a good candidate for chiropractic care. And then before we start incurring any costs or anything, we'll let you know what your insurance coverage is, what your copay is, what Medicare covers, what they don't cover. Before we get started incurring any costs, that'll give you a good understanding of what treatment will be before you even have to sign up and do anything. Because that's, I know there's a financial component to this too, but most major insurance companies, almost all of them, have some sort of chiropractic coverage now because they know how effective it can be. Those insurance companies don't want to have to pay for those, you know, those spinal surgeries are very expensive. And if they can avoid that through a few chiropractic treatments, they'd much rather do that than pay tens of thousands of dollars to have that operation down the line. And that's why they started covering that stuff. And again, even Medicare does that, and they're pretty strict on what they cover. So that's a big one that a lot of people may not know is, you know, insurance does cover chiropractic care, and some of those policies cover massages. I mean, and it's very helpful for those patients. One more thing I want to mention for those patients involved in the car accident, as far as the timeliness goes to go in and be seen, in Florida, there's actually a law that states if you do not seek medical care within exactly 14 days after your car accident, your insurance coverage no longer, your car insurance no longer has to pay for that medical care for those injuries sustained during that accident. And did you notice I said car insurance should pay for that? You know, that's what you have, that car insurance portion of the policy that's designed to help treat those injuries sustained during the car accident. In our state, every single auto insurance policy has that coverage for medical care if you're involved in a car accident. I don't care if it's Geico, State Farm, USAA, whatever company it is, they all are required by law to have that coverage. But if you wait one day too long, if you wait 15 days, they're no longer responsible to cover that. I don't care what their commercials say about, you know, like a good neighbor, they're not going to budge on that 14-day rule because it's the law. And I've seen it so many times where a patient will come in and, you know, they had to get to work, they had to get a new car, and they were just out and they were busy. That 14 days is a strict rule. So don't hesitate. If you've been in a car accident, call your chiropractor as soon as you can and go in and get checked out. Because if you wait one day extra, it's not going to have that coverage there that's designed to help you recover from those injuries from the car accident. Meg's given me that time that I've run out
30
of
30 seconds left.
Run out of time again this morning. Thank you so much for having me on. Again, my name's Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic. We're located over on Creighton Road. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. We're at neilclinic.com, NEALclinic.com. Give us a call if you want to come in and have me look at your injuries. We'll sit down during that consultation, and I'll let you know if chiropractic care will be able to help you. Thanks again for having me on this morning, Meg.
Oh, I always learn so much when you're here, and it's just been so interesting. Be sure and check out the Neil Clinic. And again, that's neilclinic.com. The phone number one more time?
850-479-2700.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. Great show. We are going to be here for the rest of the morning. So don't go away. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thank you, Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic.